Aside from making mountains out of molehills to promote certain agendas, every day the mainstream media lies by omission, purposely ignoring important stories they don't want people to know about. So, while at the same time they're having endless panel discussions and rehashing the same story every night for a week or months or years, absent from the airtime are important topics that actually should be discussed at length and reported on in detail with the network's resources to ensure a large number of people hear about them. But covering these stories would be counterproductive to their agenda. The New York Times lied to the entire country for over a year by withholding all stories about the NSA's mass surveillance of Americans after their editor-in-chief had a meeting with the White House where the Bush administration asked them to keep quiet about it. The New York Times couldn't, however, stop their own report James Risen from releasing his book, State of War, The Secret History of the CIA and the Bush Administration, which contained detailed revelations about the domestic spying operation. And because the Times didn't want to get scooped by their own reporter's book, then they reluctantly published a story on the massive illegal eavesdropping program being conducted by the NSA, and even admitted that they sat on it for a year. During the 2016 presidential campaign, when Trump supporters kept getting assaulted when they were leaving Trump rallies or targeted when they were walking down the street wearing their Make America Great Again hats, most of the instances were completely ignored by local and national papers and were only really spread through social media or covered by online conservative outlets. These politically motivated attacks weren't just isolated instances, they were part of a disturbing pattern that was completely ignored, as you know, by the liberal media industrial complex, despite countless videos and photos of the attacks going viral online. The mainstream media is also always reluctant to call politically motivated riots what they are when leftists instigate them, and instead just call them protests when they're perpetrated by Black Lives Matter supporters, college students trying to prevent a conservative speaker from holding their events, and in the case of leftist anarchists rioting at Trump's inauguration. In Ferguson, Missouri, the birthplace of Black Lives Matter, Michael Brown's stepfather urged an angry crowd to burn this bleep down after the grand jury decided not to indict Officer Darren Wilson for shooting and killing Michael Brown, the 6'4", 300-pound thug who attacked him after being confronted shortly after robbing a convenience store. As I'm sure you recall, the lawless thugs rioted and looted liquor stores, broke into hair salons to steal weaves, which are popular in the Black community, and set local businesses on fire. CNN's Jason Carroll later admitted that the network chose to censor footage of people rioting in Ferguson because it didn't fit with how they were trying to frame their coverage. While the majority of illegal immigrants who snuck into the United States did so to seek a better life for themselves and their families, unfortunately, an extraordinarily high number of them have ties to Latin American gangs or bring the lawless mentality of their own countries to ours. The fact is that each year, illegal aliens commit countless serious crimes, from human trafficking to violent assaults, rape, and murder, and most of these crimes are only reported on local news in a 15 or 30 second segment. Department of Justice statistics reveal that one out of every four federal prison inmates are actually foreign born. To make things worse, in 2015, Barack Obama's Justice Department released 20,000 convicted criminal aliens back onto the streets of the United States instead of deporting them. These weren't just undocumented immigrants, but were people who were charged and convicted of serious crimes, including over 12,000 for drunk driving, 1,700 for assault, more than 200 for kidnapping, and over 200 for homicide or manslaughter, according to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Such an egregious miscarriage of justice should have led to congressional hearings and indictments of government officials for putting American citizens' lives at risk, but their release received little attention, so hardly anybody even knew about it. The media doesn't just systematically ignore the crimes of illegal aliens, they also ignore the massive burden that they put on the criminal justice system, the healthcare system, and our public schools, while giving non-stop coverage to incidents of alleged racism committed by random white people, police officers, or businesses. The major news networks do their best to never report on racist Black people who commit hate crimes against whites or Asians. They only want people to believe that racism is a one-way street, and that only white people can be racist, when, in fact, many in the black community harbor hatred towards whites and Asians and frequently commit hate crimes against them. For example, when a Nation of Islam supporter gunned down three white people in Fresno, California because he said he hated whites, the story didn't even make a blip on the mainstream media's radar. In New York City, a black man was arrested for trying to shove a white person onto the tracks of a subway train because he said that he hated white people, but of course, that's not mentioned either. After a black man shot up a white church in Tennessee during their Sunday service to get, quote, revenge for white supremacist Dylann Roof's massacre at a black church 2 years earlier in South Carolina, that wasn't mentioned in the mainstream media either. Newsweek actually said that racist alt-right conspiracy theorists claimed that the attack was underreported because the shooter was black and targeted white people. The New York Times buried the story on page 14 and didn't even mention the shooter's motive. Most Americans are completely unaware of the incident, but painfully remember the months of coverage after the Confederate flag-loving Dylann Roof opened fire inside an African-American church, which sparked the beginning of the Confederate flag being banned and even the Dukes of Hazzard reruns being pulled from TV because the Duke boy's car, the General Lee, has the flag printed on it. Because of Barack Obama's Muslim roots and his desire to craft a narrative for his legacy to give the impression that he was the president who helped bring peace to the world, he did everything that he could to downplay the dangers of radical Islam, and of course, the liberal media had his back and followed his lead. For example, the attack at Fort Hood in Texas in 2009 by a Muslim U.S. Army major who shot and killed 13 people and injured more than 30 others was labeled workplace violence, despite the fact that the gunman had been exchanging emails with Al-Qaeda leader Anwar al-Awlaki. Networks also largely ignored the fact that the deadliest shooting in American history at the time, until the Las Vegas shooting, the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida in 2016, was carried out by a radical Islamic terrorist who told a 911 operator that he was doing it for the Islamic State. He killed 49 people. For ISIS, but the networks just referred to the shooter as a lone gunman, ignoring his true motivation for the attack, which was the fact that he was a Muslim extremist inspired by ISIS. When the FBI released transcripts of his call to 911, they redacted all references made about Islam, ISIS, and Allah. And only after outrage from members of Congress over the censorship did the FBI release the actual transcript. If you like my serious monologues like this, then you should definitely order my books, like The True Story of Fake News, How Mainstream Media Manipulates Millions, or my latest, Hollywood Propaganda, How TV, Movies, and Music Shape Our Culture. So order them in paperback from Amazon.com or download the ebooks from any of the major ebook stores. And of course, there's a link to them down in the description below. So head on over there and check them out.